you're listening to Intravenous. This is Hazel.
This is Flo.
And today I would like to just talk a little bit about some events that were put on by the Out on Campus at SFU and some events that they'll put on in the future. So, yeah, I went to the Merfolk Masquerade Prom. I think they had a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really awesome and really fun.
Yeah, how was it? What time did it start?
It started at like 5 and then it went to I think like 9, but it was really fun. I did like a pre getting ready party and after party, so it was like a whole day out of it for me. But yeah, they had like it was by donation, so it started at $1, but you could really like donate however much you want, and it all went to Rainbow Refugees, which I don't know if you heard about it, but it is a Vancouver-based program that, and I'm just gonna quote like from the website here because they said it well. Provides safe and equitable migration for refugees fleeing persecution related to gender identity, expression, sexual orientation, sex characteristics, or HIV status.
Whoa! I did not realize it was Vancouver-based.
Yeah. And then at the event they had I'm not sure if you heard of Devours, but Devours is a genderqueer electronic musician from Nanaimo.
Ooh, my gosh! Wait, how long was their performance?
They were there kind of. I think we did like there's food and karaoke, and then
ooh, karaoke!
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and then Devours started playing music, and everyone, it was kind of like a little awkward at first, but everyone started dancing. And you ever like done like a dance circle where everyone like kind of holds hands and then spins in circle? Yeah, we did that, and there was kind of ended up being too much people, so they had a second smaller circle within the circle going the opposite
within
direction.
The circle, they weren't separate.
Yeah, no. There were like there was layers to this.
That's crazy, a double-tiered circle.
There was also photos being taken throughout and a Blahage giveaway, like, you know, like the IKEA shark.
The IKEA shark?
They had, like, all the, like, had a bunch, like, lined up at the back, and then they had, like, a random giveaway at the end. And it was, like, under-the-sea attire formal, so, like, everyone was, like, dressed up as, like, pirates and merfolk and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think just like overall the idea was to kind of provide like a like prom like experience to a lot of people who maybe like didn't get to go as their authentic self, like for their high school prom, which is just such a great idea. So I just wanted to shout out that event and then talk about a couple things that the Out on Campus Center, as well as the SFU Women's Center and the Disability and Neurodivergence Alliance have going on this week. So it is exam season, folks. It is stressful.
It's a lot. Especially, I think it's officially starting next week, but that does not change the fact that everybody's already, like, stressing about it.
Yeah, I mean, like, last week of classes, like, there's all these, like, presentations and, like, projects due anyway, so I feel like exam week almost starts, like, before exam week actually starts.
That's true, yeah.
So, let's see, from April 7th to 10th, they have today, I believe, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., a movie hangout, which will be fun, at the Women's Center out on campus and DNA lounges. And then tomorrow, we're looking at two events, there is going to be a Just Dance tournament. At the Women's Center Lounge. And then also some zine making. And on Friday, there will be fire pits, which might have marshmallows. I'm not sure.
I think they usually do.
Yeah, because I've seen those before, like the convocation mall.
I don't know if people bring them to the event or if it's already like provided, though.
Yeah, I think like... Because I, like, walked by before, and I think this is, like, when it was put on by the SFSS. They had marshmallows, but I'm not sure for this time. But I don't know. It's been, like, it's kind of going to be chilly the next few days, I think, so.
I heard it was warming.
Really? Okay, well, it's chilly today.
It is, yeah.
So I would love a fire pit today, but I can wait till Friday.
Wait, how long's the fire pit?
It looks like it's going from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Whoa. Yes, I can go after my exam. Let's go.
Oh, God. Is it the last exam at least, or is it like one of those quiz exams?
This is going to be my first exam.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. That's, well, good luck for that.
So, yeah, I really appreciate that they're putting on all these fun events and stuff, because I feel like a lot of people kind of forget to or don't have time to take care of themselves or, like, kind of feel supported by the community, like, during exam season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think exam season has to be, like, one of the most isolating experiences ever, because that's when you really have to, like, consider logging in for, like, your finals, and then you're also thinking, like, I can't hang out as much. I have to stay home and study. And it's like, yeah. I think it's really cool that they're holding these events so close to finals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember, like, before I got to university, I was, like, with, like, a peer mentor to, like, ask questions. And I was like, what are, like, your favorite and least favorite parts of university? And she said her least favorite was, like, exam season, and the favorite was, like, events put on by things. So it's really cool that they're happening at the same time.
Yeah. Can't choose. You're going to love it and hate it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had a question pop up, and it just left my mind. But, yeah, it's... They're all happening next week.
Or this week. The movie hangouts today.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, in like 20 minutes, because it's like 10:40 right now.
No, I keep on forgetting today is not Friday already. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, oh, it's starting next week. No, it's not. It's Wednesday. It's still in the middle of the week. I can't. I'm losing grasp of time right now with the exam season showing up.
Maybe you need to go to one
I
of these events.
Yeah. I might go to the fire pit one, actually.
Mm-hmm. I hope it's, like, usually I hope for warm days, but I hope it's cool for this day, just so that I can
really enjoy it.
Yeah. Because, okay, I feel like fires and, like, marshmallows and stuff, you can have them in two contexts. You can have them, like, in winter where you're, like, warming up around it, but then also, like, think, like, camping kind of vibes. Yeah!
It would be so fun to have a camping event, like, right in the Convo Mall.
Like, people just, like...
People just pulling up in tents and there's campfires. I just feel like that would be sick.
I'm really excited. I think I'm going to go camping this summer, and I'm really excited for that.
Oh, my gosh. For how long?
I need to talk to my mom.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, that's fun, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Any other summer plans?
I'm waiting to hear back from jobs, so it's very up in the air kind of vibes. I think that's, like, another thing with, like, I've talked to a lot of people who are both stressed about exams, but also, like, handing in job applications. Ooh, and stuff, because a lot of people are trying to, like, work over the summer if they're not doing summer semester, or also with summer semester. Yeah, so just, I don't know. I think it's really important that these things are being put on. And I think there's, like, probably, like, a lot of clubs, events and stuff I've heard.
Really? I feel like a lot of the student unions I know have, like, had their last meetings last week.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like not a lot of, at least, student club events.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe SFSS, actually, now that I think about it, might have some events. They always have something closer to, like, exams for, like...
I gotta, like, purposes. Take a walk around the student union building. Maybe I'll do that, like, after this, and just, like, look at what posters are up.
That's so true. Oh, wait, don't they have the powwow? Isn't that?
Oh, yeah. That's, like, on next Tuesday, I think.
Oh, it's not Thursday.
I could be wrong. I could be very wrong.
We don't know anything. I really wanted to go to the event. I actually am not sure if I can, but I just remember it's, like, opened to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Which I feel like is such an amazing opportunity.
I definitely want to check that out if I have the time. That's also the thing with, like, events being put on during exam season is, like, I feel like some people don't have the time, but it's also important to just, like, if you can spare any time to show up, because it's good for the mental health.
Yeah, I want to say, too, also have, like, with events holding, being held, like, really close to exam season, I feel like the conversations flow a lot easier. It's like people are trauma bonding, if that makes sense. Because I feel like the turnout's, like, usually a little bit low. Like, not a lot of people usually pull up. Maybe it's, like, 10 to 20 people.
Mm-hmm.
But the second conversations start flowing, everybody's talking.
Yeah. I went to, like, an event put on by the, like, Women's Center at, like, midterm, like, in the middle of peak midterm season, like, last semester. And it was just, like, 5 people, but we had the best conversation.
Yeah, what event was that?
Don't ask me that. I cannot tell you.
I can't recall anything from last semester.
It was really cool, though. It was, like, they all... I was like, guys, I'm really stressed out. And they all gave me a bunch of really good advice because they were, like, older students.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's really sweet. Yeah.
So, show up to events. You never know. Like, you could meet some people that give you life-changing advice.
Yeah, you get to meet a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Also, like, I feel like, living off campus, a lot of people are just kind of, like, here and then gone. So as soon as, like, classes are over, like, they're not, you know, they're not coming to campus. They're not, like, interacting at all with, like, other students.
I do wonder if that's more so, like, a commuting concern.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, let's say someone living in Surrey would have to, like, commute for
if I lived in Surrey I would not come on campus if I didn't have to. But I don't know, if you're, like, really, like, excited to, like, go to something, I think maybe worth the journey.
I think it's also nice knowing the events don't last, like, super late either.
Yeah,
because, like, bus services here is, like,
really no one wants to, like, go home when it's, like, dark out. I think, like, I really appreciate it. I know, like, some clubs and stuff will have, like, the, like, SFU artists thing. It'll have events that are, like, in Vancouver area and other things. So if you're a commuter, you don't have to, like, go all the way back to school to, like, hang out with people and, like, do events. You can just kind of, like, they'll do, like, I think they did, like, karaoke at some point downtown.
Wait, yeah. Where?
Don't ask me that.
I gotta stop asking about details.
Yeah, just don't ask me questions. Don't even talk to me. I don't know.
Let me leave, actually. That's crazy. Yeah, but that's so cool, the whole, like, a karaoke event. I've been desperately getting... I feel like so many people are against karaoke, and I totally understand, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I desperately need to get people, more people, on karaoke.
Doesn't CJSF do karaoke sometimes?
They do.
Yes, yes.
It's always on Thursdays, though. I can't come.
No, you can't.
I'm downtown. That's when I have classes downtown, and I can't do it.
No.
I can't make it. But yeah, karaoke is so much fun.
We gotta do karaoke sometime.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey. No, summer I might not.
I'm not here for the summer. I don't
know.
So yeah, true. See you next year.
Next year. You're
next back school year.
That's crazy.
I'm not used to there being, like, 3 semesters where it's like, what is 1 year and what is the next school year kind of bleed into each other
I'm
with the summer thing.
I feel like Indonesian school system has divides the years to, like, 4 semesters, quadrants basically, and that's what confused me more when I got here and it was like 3 semesters a year. I'm so used to like teachers rushing an entire an entire module within, like, 3 months.
Four semesters is crazy. I'm used to, like, 2.
Dude. It was brutal, though. I'm glad I got out of that.
I do wonder, though, if you're doing a summer semester and it's, like the fall semester was your first semester, do you say you're a first year or a second year? Like, where do the years start and
end?
If
you're doing a summer semester?
Yeah.
I feel like it would be first year.
You're still a first year?
I feel like nobody cares.
I know, I'm just, like getting really caught up in this detail.
No.
Like, doesn't
totally
matter to me
it.
At all.
If it were me, I would probably say first year. Just because, like, it's not officially... You're not officially there.
Yeah, you haven't, like, done a full year, I guess.
You haven't, quote-unquote, graduated from the first year.
Mm-hmm. It's like, you ever, like, adults ask you, like, oh, what grade are you in when you're, like, a kid and it's summer and you have to decide whether you're going to say, like, what grade you're going into or what grade you just finished? Yeah.
I go to over-explaining where I was like, I'm grade 10, but I'm turning grade, I'll be in grade 11 next month.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do feel like some people I know count in courses. No, not courses, in credits, though. So if they took, like, 5 courses in the fall semester and the spring semester, then they, like, say they're in second year because they already had, like,
credits. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that I feel like you would have to, like...
That's, like, a lot of calculating to do,
exactly.
Though.
Once you graduate, like... you have to go 1, 2, 4... yeah, second year, let's go. I'm in second year, officially. Because I feel like... But also, that's, like, how SFU counts, like, what year you're in, too.
Really?
Yeah. They, like, I think they prioritize different people, depending on, like, how many semesters you've done or how many courses you've done.
Right, yeah. It was... Like, so like for class entry priority, yeah, isn't that more dependent on like whether you've declared or not though, which is like dependent on how many courses you have. I also don't talk to me about this. I have no clue what I'm talking about.
I know there's definitely like resources like Cal that allows you to sign to register early. I think you get like first access.
Right.
I don't know about like. How that changes with majors, or like if you're declared or not, though.
Yeah, like, you can like major intended declare and then actual declare, right?
And I actually don't know.
Yeah,
you're gonna have to confirm this.
Yeah, I don't know either. Just spreading false information on the radio.
Yeah. Just spreading hoax.
Nobody listened to anything I'm saying right now.
Still, though, I feel like the registration system confuses me a lot, though, because it's, like, it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
For the longest time, I kind of thought it was, it depends on what faculty you're in, and then you'll get, like, this day, and that day is entirely, like, faculty of environment or faculty of science. It's apparently not like that.
Yeah.
it's so varied. Like, all my friends from faculty of environment, some of us are in, like... got like the first week, some of us got the last week, like there's no structure to it. Maybe there is, it's just like my puny little brain can't understand it, and they don't like spell it out either.
Yeah, I need to talk to like a academic advisor, because I don't even know when like course selection would be for fall semester.
I think it would be like month before the break, because that's how it works. Like, that's how it worked fall and spring. So I would imagine maybe it's something. So it would be, like, early August?
Yeah.
Wait, March, April, May. Oh, no. It would be, like, early July, I have a feeling.
Yeah.
Let's hope so. I don't know. They'll send you an email.
I hope. They better.
I don't like how late they send the emails, though. It's only, like, 2 weeks. Before like registration officially opens, and it's like I don't plan my courses that early into the semester. Give me more than 2 weeks. Give me like 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Give me a month.
Well, some people who like in their first year like plan out all the courses they need to take for like the next 5 years. Those people scare me.
No, I have a friend who like planned out everything.
Like, and then it's like you don't get into like one of those classes and
you're
screwed.
And you like screw yourself over. Yeah. Yeah, there's also, I feel like with a lot of degrees right now, they're also restructuring, like, the course requirements. Mm-hmm. And so that also, with those changes, a lot of people had to change their plans as well. And so they can't go as streamlined as, like, oh, I'm taking this semester. Because now there's like a new course requirement that you need to do that's only available in fall or something. And it's like, I don't know. It's so hard to plan.
Yeah. I was like, when I went to that thing in like a midterm season last year, I met someone who was like really like passionate about helping people plan courses. Just like that was so great for me.
That's like the biggest piece of advice, though. Find a senior who loves course planning.
Yeah,
I found somebody like that too. Literally did not lift a finger for spring semester
Yeah.
She told me, yeah, take this, this, and this. That's not going to be available next semester. Wait until, like, next mm-hmm. year.
And it's like, and, like, yes. people from your major that, like, kind of have advice for, like, oh, like, this kind of course is good for if you're, like, this kind of person. Mm-hmm. Or, like, if you're going to, like, take this course, take this other one with it and stuff. That's really helpful, too.
Yeah.
Like, I love talking to the academic advisor, but also if you can just, like, find someone who's kind of, like, gone through what you're going through with mm-hmm. your major, that's also, like, incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really know. I think we've got a little off topic.
Oh, sorry. The fourth annual Honoring Indigenous Students Traditional Powwow is actually happening April 11th, which is, don't make me do maths, 3 days from now, Saturday?
Oh my gosh.
That's crazy.
So it's neither on a Tuesday or a Thursday.
Okay.
We're both wrong.
Doors open 10 a.m. I do believe there's also a RSVP link, I want to say. Okay, yes. Yeah. They have the event listed in Indigenous Tourism BC.
Oh my gosh.
As well as there's like posters all around campus. There, I do believe they also uploaded it on their Instagram account, the Indigenous Students Sent. No, I'm trying to remember what the acronym was, but
mm-hmm.
what's it called? The Indigenous Center in SFU also. Oh! SFU First Nations Métis Inuit Students Association, their Instagram, and also I do believe they have like a website, like a page on the SFU website as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody is interested, please go.
It seems so cool.
No,
yeah.
It's on a Saturday, actually.
Yeah. So we got that this Saturday, April 11th. And then today is the movie hangout in 5 minutes.
We're booking it right now.
Dude, they got popcorn in the poster. I want popcorn.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow is Just Dance Tournament and zine making.
Is it the same day?
Yeah. Oh. Well, the Just Dance Tournament is from 12 p.m.
Oh.
to 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then zine making is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So it looks like they're kind of overlapping a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But what if I wanted to just dance while I make zines?
Well, you can. Well, you can. No one's going to stop you.
True. True. Maybe that's my plan for tomorrow. You know, I don't care about any
pull
of my
to
exams.
The dance floor with scissors and paper. It's like, yeah.
They might get a little dangerous.
Okay, markers.
Yeah. I mean, markers and paper. I mean, there's paper cuts, and you could, like,
that's
draw on
so
someone
true.
By accident.
I don't think I've ever gotten a paper cut, though.
No, they're so painful. You know, like, that, like, thicker paper that they'll, like, put on books that have, like pictures
paper.
In them?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That stuff can give you, like, really nasty paper cuts.
Ooh.
Yeah. I got one, like, elementary school. I still think about it.
Scarred you for life.
Literally and physically.
That's crazy. But yes, what I wanted to bring up to the traditional powwow event is also open to everybody. So it's not just who are invited. Everybody could come.
Yeah.
Family friendly as well.
It's going to be really fun. Yeah. All right. Go to the events, everybody. Don't stress out about exams too much. It's okay.
Take your time. Prioritize yourself. And take time to go to these events or just hang out. It's been a lovely weather, too.
I think, like, overall the message is just, like, be with friends, be with community. Do things that, like, take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. And that means going to events sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. Thank you, CJSF, for having us on.
Oh, there's a lion at the gate of heaven. Everybody knows, knows, knows. There's a lion at the gate of heaven. Haunts you like a ghost, ghost, ghost. There's a lion at the gate of heaven. Just as you're getting close, so close. Oh, there's a lion at the gate. If only it would go.
Hazel
and Flo
out.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! For more than 50